Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss whether or not low-carbon beef is actually low-carbon. So we all know that beef is pretty much the sole food product on the market that produces the most greenhouse gases out of any. So the Department of Agriculture in the United States, though, has approved these labels that designate certain products of beef as low carbon. Can this really be true? So in order to figure that out, we have to kind of take a closer look at the process of raising cattle for these beef products. So let's start with the plowing. So they basically plow forests and grasslands in order to create space for these cattle to kind of feed and live on. So this releases the carbon dioxide trapped in the soil into the atmosphere. So that's already polluting. Before the cows even step foot on that land, it's already releasing carbon dioxide. Now, the food that they give them is fertilized. And this fertilized food essentially produces nitrous oxide emissions, which are 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So the food that they are creating for the cows before the cows even touch the food is also very polluting. Now, when the cows eat this food, they essentially burp and produce manure, which is poo. And in those two things, methane is released. And methane is 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So again, lots and lots of pollution. So the idea of producing beef that is low carbon seems quite a bit of a stretch because every step of the process seems to be quite the polluter. So basically the idea of this low carbon beef comes from the fact that producers need to show data on how their cattle was raised. And that data is then used to estimate the amount of carbon emissions that the producers cause from the minute the cow was born to the minute it was slaughtered. And if the assessment finds that the emissions of these producers were at least 10% lower than the industry standard, which is about essentially 10% below 26.3 kilograms of carbon per kilogram of carcass, which is honestly not that much, then that producer can use the label low carbon beef. Now, once they get this sort of approval, then they begin to certify and market their products as low carbon. So I fear that this is kind of causing consumers to be misled because they probably think that low carbon beef is better for the planet than things like chicken, seafood, or plant-based alternatives, which it really isn't. So even if the emissions were to substantially decrease from the cattle industry, they would still be the largest polluters that exist in the food market to date. So no matter how much producers claim to have low carbon beef, it still is the most polluting animal product on the market to date, or any product on the market to date. So if you tuned into one of my previous episodes called Greenwashing, this is another example of greenwashing. And if you haven't, I'll kind of explain quickly what greenwashing is. But greenwashing is basically taking a marketing spin on which green PR is basically used to deceive and persuade the public that an organization's products, aims, and policies are environmentally friendly when they're not. So this is kind of an example of greenwashing because they're kind of trying to get people to believe that their beef is low carbon and it's better for the planet when it's really not, it doesn't really make a dent in the overall emissions. So to answer the question, is low carbon beef actually low carbon? Honestly, not really. So I wouldn't buy into this marketing scam. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next time. And just a reminder, I'm a little someone trying to make a big difference.